go to his son.
Dean, several of the players mentioned in the room the value of playing in a tight game like this and learning how to play in a tight game like this and earning the 1 point that you got.
Yeah, I completely agree. And we didn't talk to them afterwards, but that's exactly what we were saying in the coach's room, that that's a very structured, strong hockey club with a lot of elements, great goaltending, hard game to be in and to play, and our guys played extremely well. We played hard too. Consequently, you know, it's a tie game with a couple power plays, and that's it. And it's unfortunate that a team has to go to a shootout and lose. But yeah, I completely agree with the guys that is a lot of valuable lessons to be remembered out of this game.
How did you get this game back in the second? Yeah, they were pretty strong.
Number 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That got us going, right? I mean, not necessarily the fight, but the hit. Like, he literally told the next pair that was going out to get it in his corner. And he was going to be physical and try to get things stirred up a bit. And he did. And it gave us a real bump. Because, yeah, we didn't have it. You know, like, we were playing good structurally, but we just didn't have that extra pop, you know. And maybe things have caught up to us a little bit with, you know, sickness and all that kind of stuff, and maybe wore down a little bit, but loved the way that we grinded. We got pucks out. Obviously Jet made some big saves when he had to, but everybody played a hard game tonight.
Did you start to get the sense late in the third period that both teams were sort of thinking about a point?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Natural tendency.
I think it's just natural tendency. I think they, I would guess that both teams, the players were thinking like, this is really hard to score, right? So let's just make sure that we don't get scored on, and then let's see what happens from there. I agree with you. You know, down below, it felt the same way.
A little bit later in the game, as the game got real tight, push some of your lines up low, Galchenyukov and Delbo Blues, didn't use them as much. Was that the thought process as the game went on, the way it was going?
Well, honestly, we made a decision to just go three in the second period just to kind of get a little bit more of a rhythm. And so we made that choice. And then when a player doesn't play a lot, and I think they got a couple of shifts, three shifts in the third, it's hard to put them in that position. You know, I understand it's a difficult spot to be in. I've been there where you sit on the bench and then they ask you to go out there and not make a mistake or have energy. And so, you know, we tried to spell the three lines, you know, in the third period a little bit with that line. But yeah, that was the thought process.
You mentioned there that even when you maybe didn't have the pop there at times in that game, you were still structurally really good. And yeah, it seemed like you kept a lot of shots to the outside, yeah, and things like that. Just how much does it say about your team? Maybe things, lessons learned, or just where the team is at, that they can maybe recognize in a situation like that where maybe they don't have their mm-hmm. game, how mm-hmm. to get through that type of situation?
Maturity, and I'll be honest with you, we didn't go in between the second and third. Bowler went in and talked to Z and just said, you know, Ole, you know, gave us some energy there. Let's use that in the right direction. And we asked them to figure it out. There was nothing technically that we needed to, you know, you didn't need to kick the garbage can over. Everyone was playing hard and there was no adjustments. We were playing the right way. So we just put it in their hands, and the maturity level of our group, I think, showed in that third period of how we played. Why don't you guys take the day off?
Thanks,
James. Well, we'll do it again on Monday.